The federal government paid private law firms more than $60 million in the last financial year to fight NDIS participants appealing decisions about their care packages. This is a 60% increase from the year before, as revealed by The Guardian Australia last week, shown by figures released under Freedom of Information. The fees pay for lawyers, sometimes barristers, from some of Australia's biggest law firms to represent the NDIA against people with a disability and their families, who are appealing funding cuts received to their NDIS packages. To hear more about how harmful the appeals process can be, I spoke to Executive Manager for Spinal Life Australia, Ross Duncan.
This expenditure of $60 million over a 12-month period by the Commonwealth Government, defending basically indefensible decisions, is a disgrace. It's traumatic and anxiety-inducing for people with disability who are already living with a disability. They've already demonstrated their disability and the impact it has on their life to the NDIS, yet they have to do it again. Yeah, they can be traumatic, and they can be drawn out appeals that proceed through the administrative review tribunal process. The process itself is formal. It's independent. It's been established to revisit decisions made by the government. So the administrative review tribunal is a very good place to go, but it is traumatic, it is drawn out, and it's resulting in people having to live without equipment for a while, or for the NDIS to fund rental equipment while the person with disability is trying to justify a replacement of equipment that the NDIS has previously bought. They're going without the ability to purchase new equipment that's replacing broken equipment, or they're going without the support hours that they need, or they're going without catheters. So the disgrace is that the Commonwealth Government is spending $60 million on lawyers rather than providing 1 million hours of personal supports for people, or 5,000 beds, or 6,000 wheelchairs, or tens of thousands of assistive communication devices. Whatever is needed, the government is spending this money on lawyers, choosing to do that rather than putting it where it makes the most difference to people with disability. And the review mechanisms need to be fixed, made simpler, made faster, and resolve things without so much stress and anxiety for people with disability.
The extent in which what we've seen in these figures to which the NDIA is represented by lawyers means that these applicants often need to seek legal support to level the playing field when going up against these big private law firms. How, to your knowledge, how accessible is legal support in these cases?
It's very inaccessible. It's a great point. It's very inaccessible. The Commonwealth Government has funded advocates to a certain degree, but there's very little in the way of legal support for applicants to call on as they're going through this process, which is why they come to firms, organisations like Spinal Life Australia, that we do lay advocacy for free, or we do lay advocacy advice on the sidelines. So even though the Commonwealth has funded some national disability advocacy companies, or through the National Disability Advocacy Program, they funded organisations, that funding's not enough to provide legal advice, certainly, and they're overwhelmed. The number of cases having to proceed to the Administrative Review Tribunal is higher than it's ever been, and it's totally unfair for participants because they cannot fund or afford legal advice to fight their Administrative Review Tribunal matters.
And NDIA spokesperson told The Guardian that they're seeking to resolve these external reviews or appeals as quickly and as fairly as possible. What is the accuracy in that statement, or how accurate is that?
Well, in the last 18 months, the number of matters having to proceed to the Administrative Review Tribunal to seek resolution has increased dramatically, overwhelming organisations like ours that are there to support NDIS applicants through lay advocacy services. So the number of matters is increasing. I believe the tribunal is probably overwhelmed. One of the challenges is that the NDIS earlier this year came out and said, even though you give us reports from occupational therapists and other allied health professionals and medical professionals, we do not have time to read those reports, and we do not have the expertise to understand what those reports always say. Here we are going through the Administrative Review Tribunal when the NDIS's first point of call is you need more evidence to justify your request. Well, we've actually already provided you evidence and you haven't listened to that, and now you want us to go and pay for more evidence that you may not read or interpret the correct way either.
What do you want to see from the government on this, or what do you think the next step should be from this coming to light?
I think Senator McAllister, the Minister for the NDIS, they're undertaking some very good reforms of the NDIS to increase financial sustainability of the scheme long term, which is great news for the Australian taxpayer and great news for people with disability. We support efforts to improve the financial sustainability of the scheme. $60 million there is there for the taking in terms of reducing waste and reducing administrative burden by reducing the amount of money being funded to external lawyers to defend decisions that get overturned in the end. So we would call on the government to immediately review and improve and streamline the review process to make it so that reviews are handled faster, more simply, and in a more fair manner, not requiring the intervention of lawyers.
Ross Duncan from Spinal Life Australia there, ending that report.